A young man cruises past me in his convertible with the top down. And I'm supposed to be impressed.
Writer Karen Anderson.
I'm supposed to say, "Oh, wow, that is so cool. I wish I had a boyfriend with a convertible." But I don't say those things because I had a father with a convertible. Harold Anderson was the most conservative man imaginable, except for his car. He always drove a late-model Buick convertible in metallic blue or canary yellow. Every weekend he polished the chrome with a chamois cloth and took our family for a ride. My father and mother sat in the front seat, of course, and my brother and I sat in the back. It was in the back seat that the romance of the convertible began to break down. For the first few minutes it was fun. After that it was just windy, blindingly, constantly windy. During the day it was hot, and at night it was cold. One night, in fact, my brother and I got so cold we crouched down on the floor behind the front seats and waited for Dad to notice we were missing from view. He never did. So I wave at the young man cruising past with the top down. I know all the myths about convertibles. I also know the truth.